Love is a very amazing word in English. It's an amazing word in Arabic. There are many words for love in Arabic, but the essential word is hub. That's the essential word. And love is an old English word that goes back to a Saxon word, and it relates to being pleased with, to be pleased with it. And interestingly enough, our word believe is related to love, to believe, because you believe in what you're pleased with, what you love. Things that your heart accepts are things that you believe. So love is related to acceptance, the idea that something you're pleased with, you have love for. And in Arabic, the word hub, which is the word the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يُؤْمِنُوا أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ, more beloved to him. So the word hub is a word, if you look at one of the root meanings, it's a seed. So love is a seed that's nurtured, and it's nurtured with knowledge of the beloved. The more you know about the beloved, the more you love the beloved. So it's a seed. The habba in Arabic is a seed. And the Prophet ﷺ, as you get to know the Prophet ﷺ and you get to know him intimately, and that's one of the purposes of this text, is to know the Prophet ﷺ intimately. As you get to know the Prophet ﷺ intimately, he becomes, well, one of the descriptions of love is they say friendship on fire. That's a description of love. That it's something that it starts to consume you. And we have people from our tradition who died of love of the Prophet ﷺ, literally died. We have people that bled tears of blood. And tears of blood, which is an old blues motif for people that know anything about an American music. I'm crying tears of blood for you. Tears of blood are real, because when somebody goes into a very intense, you get blood, those small little blood vessels in the eyes burst. And so it's a real thing, tears of blood. That's what Imam al-Busayri, أَمِنْ تَذَكَّرِي جِيرَانِ بِذِي سَرَمِي مَزَّجْتَ دَمْعًا جَرَ مِنْ مُقْلَةٍ بِدَمِي, you know, that is it from remembering just the places the beloved used to go to that causes this mixture of tears and blood to flow from your eyes. So tears of blood, there's people that have wept tears of blood out of love of the Prophet ﷺ. There's people who have literally died from ishq, and ishq is, it's another amazing word. The ashaqa is it's a type of vine that begins to grow around a tree and it strangles the tree. So it kills the tree. The Arabs say, العشق داء قاتل دواءه الاتصال. You know, the عشق is a deadly disease that can only be cured by connection, by being connected to the beloved, by the union, the وصول إلى الحبيب. And so the love of the Prophet ﷺ can really take hold of the heart. Now, when you love somebody, you remember them. That's one of the attributes of love. You think about them. I mean, that's what happens when you fall in love and you call, I'm just thinking about you. Can't stop thinking. That's real. It's real. I can't stop thinking about you. I mean, why is that pressing on the heart? Because you're in love. That's what love is. I can't stop thinking about you. You write poems. You do think. Well, what is that effusion that's coming out of the heart to write poems? Really, and people write the worst poems when they're in love, but it doesn't matter. They would never do it if they weren't. They would know how ridiculous it is, but it doesn't matter because there has to be some type of ta'bir. Now, what is ta'bir? Yu'abbiru, it's what you express. The word ibra, which is a discerning lesson, something you gain, is related to abra, which is a tear. And it's related to i'tibar, which is respect. Respect, back to respect, a'tabiruhu. You know, I have respect for him. La ulqi lahu i'tibar. I don't give it any significance. So when something has significance and import and meaning, then it begins to affect the heart. And that's why even the remnants of the beloved, قِفَ نَبْكِي مِنْ ذِكْرِ حَبِيبٍ وَمَنْزِرِي. This is the Jahili motif of Nasib in the Jahili poetry, is to, Imr al-Qais begins his mu'allaqa by just saying, stop, my two friends, let's look here at where the beloved used to be. Just to look, nibki, and weep over the traces of the beloved. Just to look. These are Jahili people. These are just people that knew what love was, because Jahili Arabs had a deep and profound knowledge of hub. They really knew what love was, and they were very intense in their love. They had intense love. But that's one of the motifs of just buka al atlal, just weeping over places where the beloved used to be. أمر بالديار ديار ليلى أقبر ذا الجدار وذا الجدار وما حب الجدار شغفنا قلبي ولكن حب من سكن الديار. I pass by the houses of Layla and kiss the walls of the houses. It's just so beautiful. You know, kiss the walls of the houses. But it's not the walls that have enraptured my heart, but love of the one that lives between those walls. That's why people come to Mecca and Medina. It's not the stones. You know, when you go to the tomb of the Prophet ﷺ, it's not the wajiha. But the wajiha is amazing. I mean, you could just stare at it and stare at it and look at it, even though you're not even supposed to, out of adab. But to look at the picture, you can look at a picture of the wajiha for a long time and not grow tired of it. But it's just metal. It's a grate that somebody built. But it's what's beyond that metal. It's what it represents. And that's what all this is in the end of the day. That's all this. These are walls that are hiding the eternal and living God. That's what the world is. That's why when you begin to understand that, that's what you love about the world. Not the dunya, the alam. The alam, Rabb al-alameen, Lord of all the worlds. The alam is, the Arabs call that ismu ala. It's a noun of instrument. And alam is the instrument of ilm. It's the instrument by which you know something. And what you know from the world is the alim. It's God's vehicle for giving us knowledge. And that's why things are so important. That's why things, ashiya, you know, things are important. Possessions are important. That's why property is one of the essential reasons why we were given sharia, is to protect property. Because things are important, because things have meaning. The Prophet named all of his things. He didn't have many things, but the things that he had, he named them. He gave them names because they had meaning. And that's what the world is. It's meaning. It's meaning everywhere. The whole thing is meaning. It's ma'na. إنما الكون معان قائمة بالصور كل من يدرك هذا كان من أهل العبر. Like the poet said, this whole cosmos is meanings set up in images. And whoever understands that is from the people of discernment, the people of عبر, the people of فاعتبروا يا أولي الأبصار. Think deeply, give this عبرة, give this, and then the عبرة leads to عبرة. That's where the tears come. You know, they come from perception of meaning. You know, to really know what something means. It's just, it's an amazing thing to know what something means. You know, it's a great gift that God gave to human beings. Allama Adam al-Asma, he taught man, he taught Adam the names, the ability to create meaning, to give meaning to things. Because the meaning is a transference, it's a movement from something to another thing. So a name is a great meaning. If I say tree, and suddenly in your mind an image of a tree comes, that's meaning. That is meaning. And that's why the more that you know about the Prophet ﷺ, the more powerful those meanings penetrate your heart when you understand his import, what he means, the ma'na, the meaning of the Prophet, what he means, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يؤمن أحدكم, he said, من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. From the beautiful Islam of a person is to leave what has no meaning for him. What has no meaning for him. ما لا يعنيه. It doesn't have ma'na for him. Like gossip. What does that mean if you know about so-and-so and such getting a divorce? How does that affect you? What's the meaning for you? So meaning is, that's what this whole thing is about. And that's what the gift of this religion is. It gives meaning. That people, you know, the non-Muslim, like some of the atheist people, not Christians, because Christians believe in meaning also. But some of the atheists, they say, oh, religion is just a way for people to find meaning. Exactly. We totally agree with you. Really, we agree with you. Because they say this is all meaningless. But we don't believe that. Because we know and experience and taste meaning, and we know that it's real. It's real. All this other stuff is not real. But meaning is real. That is what's real about the world. And the greatest meaning, the highest ma'na in the world is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we'll get to look at some of those meanings, inshallah, in the text.